You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 9, verse 24 to 25. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Nobody can discredit Jesus in the heart of a man that has truly experienced Jesus. My prayer is that Jesus will become real to you. Jesus will be your reality. Nobody can convince you otherwise. You see, there are believers that somehow they are still doubting whether Jesus is real. They are still doubting the whole thing about God. You know, you are easily confused. Somebody can just go on social media and begin to say, what kind of God does this? And why can't God just simply make our sin to disappear, since he can do all things? Why must he send Jesus to die for our sin? Does that make sense? And since he knew from the beginning that we will sin, why did he create us to do like that? And you will look at it, you say, it's making sense. We forgot that the person talking was born in 1982. And that his brain will one day collapse and be buried and eaten by termite. You want to now compare that wisdom with the wisdom of an eternal God who has no beginning and has no end. This man, he was blind. Jesus made him to see. So there was no way they could convince him wrongly about Jesus. See, I don't care your theology. I don't care what you know. I know I was blind. And I know that this man came to me and he said, receive your sight. And I received my sight. You can't convince me otherwise about Jesus. Jesus was personal to him. I pray that your knowledge of Christ will not be corporate. It will be personal. That you will know Jesus so personal, so intimate, that even the theologians, the Pharisees, will not be able to convince you otherwise about Jesus. Look at what they were saying. They were lying against Jesus. They said, we know that this man is a sinner. Can you imagine sinners calling Jesus sinner? But it didn't matter to that man because he had truly seen Jesus. He had truly touched Jesus. He had truly experienced Jesus. I can tell you, brethren, when you have truly experienced Jesus, there's nothing anybody can say again. It's permanent. It's permanent. There's nothing that can shake you out of that understanding again. Jesus will be as real to you, as in fact, more real to you than the people you live with every day. Jesus will be that real to you than the people you touch, you see, you talk to every single day. I'm praying that your experience of Jesus will be personal. Your knowledge of Christ is going to be personal. You need to cry and say, Lord, I want to know you personally. I want to know you intimately. And I assure you, he will grant you that request. Jesus will be so real to you. His word will become very real to you. You also will be able to touch the hem of his garment. In fact, you will not just touch the hem of his garment. You will dwell in him. For in him we live, we move, and have our being. So for this man who was blind, he said, one thing I know. I know it without a doubt. You can't convince me. You can't bring another theology and say, well, Jesus is not the way. Maybe somebody. This man said, one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, nobody can convince me that I wasn't blind. I was the one that was blind. I was a sinner. Jesus delivered me. I knew I was a fornicator. I was an adulterer. I was a liar. But Jesus delivered me. I know how anger used to destroy my life. But Jesus saved me. When that experience becomes that personal, nobody can deceive you again out of Christ. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.